Thoughts in Meditation, Part 2. The spiritual heart and soul perceive reality directly through their love power and the identification of oneness. One with infinite light, immortal bliss and eternal truth, they have no need of speculation. Sitting below the heart and soul in the confines of the finite, the mind has no direct perception of the infinite real. It bears the curse of the finite and the separate, ignorance and insecurity. To mask its inherent weakness, insecurity craves power and control. The insecure needs to assert its superiority, which it can only do by first establishing its difference, its individuality. Desperately yearning the comfort and power of knowledge, yet having set itself apart from the infinite real, and unready humbly to accept the heart's light as its own, the mind wants to know and possess truth as an observer. It seeks to objectify reality, to section the infinite and define the indefinable, to figure out truth. Frustrated with its incapacity to grasp truth directly and wanting to assert its own hegemony independent of the heart, the mind creates figures or models of truth and sets them up as real. It figures out reality. Because the mind is limited, the universe it perceives or figures is inevitably bound by its own limitations. The mind projects itself and labels this projection reality. A reality radiant with the mind's brilliance, while crippled with its division, doubt, fear, jealousy, suspicion, pride, and insecurity. Each mind is its own perpetual fake news factory, where truth and reality are constructs to serve the particular mind's myth of self-importance and relevance. No matter how grand or convincing, a mind-born reality is ultimately an unstable, brittle, and volatile phantasm. What all-purpose tool does the mind use to understand, control, bind, dazzle, distract, and create its worlds of make-believe? Thought.